Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. With paws geared towards the stars, the adventurous Shiba Inus of our technologically advanced society are once again setting their sights high, really high. As tail-wagging excitement builds, the question on everyone's snout is, will Shibas take the next giant leap for Dogekind and lead the next lunar expedition? Hot on the heels of outlandish proposals to fund Mars missions with Dogecoin, the celestial ambitions of our fluffy overlords don't seem to wane. Not satisfied with simply gazing at the galactic gravy bone in the sky, they're now strategizing to paw their way to the lunar surface. After all, if you're going to aim for the moon, why not do it in Shiba style? The groundwork. Speculations are rife that the recent acquisition of vintage spacesuits, tiny helmets included, by the Shibe Nation Space Agency, may be more than just a fancy dress affair. Sources howling close to the moon rock suggest that a cadre of starry-eyed Shibas could be undergoing zero-gravity training, even as we speak, mastering the art of weightless fetch and spacewalkies. The vision. With Captain Woofster's recent terrestrial fame and star-studded cachet after the Mars funding buzz, could he be the chosen one to plant the first paw print on the lunar loom? Memes are already orbiting social media showcasing our heroic astronaut with the caption, "One small step for Shiba, one giant leap for Dogekind." The community's bark is loud and clear. They want liftoff. The economics. But how will this astronomical endeavor be bankrolled? The bone of contention is whether Dogecoin, the meme currency that had its day in the sun, and now, perhaps the moonlight, can provide the financial thrust necessary. Wallets are wagging with excitement at the prospect of a decentralized alternative to stodgy old traditional space funding. The technology. An inside scoop from the R&D department hints at a new breed of rocket, the Shibe Shuttle. A marvel of engineering, featuring a Kennel module and bone-shaped fuel cells that would make any dog and human whine with envy. The cultural impact. Who better to take the cultural peculiarities of our Shiba society to the lunar landscape than the Shibas themselves? Imagine a moon base shaped like a gigantic dog bed, with intergalactic frisbees and dodgeball games that literally defy gravity. The promo posters are already being paw printed as we speak. Meanwhile, skeptics raise their hackles over the viability of such a far-fetched idea. Yet, the naysaying is drowned out by the uproarious cheer of "much wow, very moon" from the adoring populace. Plans for a moon-bound Shibe are far from a mere sit-and-stay proposition. This is no meek game of catch, but a daring dash through the vast vacuum of space. Yet, with a spirit that says never give up, and the courage to chase even the most elusive ball, Shibas continue to push the boundaries of what we as a society dream possible. Whether it's a wild chase, a fantastic frolic, or a tale of tales and technology, one thing is certain. The Shiba Inus are not content with just the bark, they're after the bite of lunar conquest. As the next chapters of this Shiba space odyssey unfurl, one cannot help but keep their telescope turned skyward for a glimpse of history in the making. After all, a Shiba's home is their castle. Why shouldn't the moon be the next frontier for these noble canines? Only time will tell if this moonstruck plan will succeed. But one thing is sure, just like the dreams that sprinkle our night sky, this tale is too captivating to let fade into the dark cosmic abyss. Stay tuned, fellow space enthusiasts. The bark side of the moon may soon become a brilliant beacon of Shiba ingenuity.